Rainforest leaves are a relatively homogeneous lot, and I don't mean that they're all green, which in fact they're not. In shape, however, rainforest leaves are remarkably consistent, smooth, oblong or lanceolate, and relatively large compared to trees here in the temperate zone or in drier tropical ecosystems. You know, a lot of temperate trees are lobed, like the maples and the oaks, and we don't really find that as commonly in tropical rainforests. Rainforest leaves are generally smooth and thin, not rough or thickened, and the leaf margins are rarely serrated. They're usually just smooth, like the outline of this leaf here. Many trees' leaves in the rainforest have this elongated drip tip. It's a tip that allows easier shedding of water from the leaf, and that can deter the growth of light-robbing epiphylls or algae and other things that could block light from the leaf. The ecological term for the general morphology of rainforest leaves is mesophyll, meaning average leaf. Red pigments, such as anthocyanins, are common, especially in young leaves and in understory plants. It's believed that in young plants, leaves are red because more expensive green chlorophyll pigments that take a lot of nitrogen to produce have not yet accumulated to mask the red color. In the understory, old leaves may even stay red. We'll talk more about why red leaves are commonly seen in the understory in the next lecture. As you'll remember from the lecture on ecological interactions, avoiding loss of tissues to herbivores is a major evolutionary force that has resulted in an arms race between plants and the things that eat them. While tropical rainforest plants produce a cornucopia of toxic defense compounds that protect their leaves from marauding herbivores, complex alkaloids in particular can be very toxic, even in small quantities, causing indigestion, paralysis, and even death in herbivores that mistakenly consume them. In general, complex nitrogen-containing compounds like the alkaloids are pretty expensive to produce, but toxic in smaller quantities than simple acids like tannins. In relatively rich microsites, such as varzia floodplains and valleys where nutrients accumulate, many species produce these complex secondary compounds. In contrast, on relatively nutrient-poor sites, like in Igapo, cheaper secondary compounds like tannins predominate.